In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The reading of this blessed Sunday, as we just heard, is about the miracle of feeding the multitude, the 5,000 men that were fed by 5 loaves and 2 fish. And we read at the end of the passage that they all ate and were filled. When God gives, He has His own way. The way He gives and what He gives is so different than the way we think about giving. Going into the scripture and seeing how God gives and what are the characteristics of His gifts is something that's very interesting for us to observe, very comforting to our hearts to meditate upon. God might not spare us temptations or trials, but He will definitely give us the means of escape. We all cry to Him asking, God, do not allow us to go into hard time. And we feel troubled when we are facing tribulations. But we have to trust that with every trial, with every hard time, there is the escape. There is a way of escape. There is a ray of hope. God wouldn't allow it unless this is for a purpose. Unless we will be rewarded with it, unless this is for our benefit. There is always escape. We find this escape when we think in a positive way. How we learn from the trial, how we go through the hard time, how we can learn something from it. If our mind is only confined into feeling self-pity and thinking, why God abandoned us? Why God did not give me what I have been asking for? The trial will increase in strength and we might not come out from it safely. St. Paul says to the Corinthians in his first epistle, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. We have always to remind ourselves, no matter how great is the temptation, how difficult is the trial, God is faithful, will never allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able to endure, and He will always provide the means of escape. God might not give us health, but definitely He gives grace, so His strength is perfected in our weakness. St. Paul asked God thrice to give him health in order for him to carry on the duties of the ministry. It's not for something personal to him to enjoy good health or a peaceful time in the rest of his days. He asked that God would give him health so he can continue what he started with him. But God did not give him what he requested. Sometimes we witness this, a person who is sick, and we ask, and we ask, and we ask, and God does not give us what we are asking for. But He will always give. Maybe He is not going to give health, but He will give grace, because this is what is going to make Him to His strength perfected in our weakness. St. Paul says about his experience with God, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. God might not take away the challenges, but He gives sleep to His beloved. And the psalmist says in his psalm, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so He gives His beloved sleep. Maybe we didn't think about it openly, that God gives sleep to His beloved. What does it mean? He gives peace to those people who trust in Him. He did not assure Joseph in his prison that I'm going to get you out after this particular time. But I'm sure and definitely He gave him sleep to be able to endure. Saint Peter in the prison, he was asleep to the degree that the angel, when he tried to wake him up, he had to kick him in order to wake him up. How did he sleep while in prison, waiting for the morning after maybe to be executed? God might not, and he will not, take the challenges away from our lives, but he gives those who trust in him sleep. Trust, he is there. He has been with us all the time, and he will still take care of us if we trust in him. He may not give riches, but he gives contentment. Who is the richest person on earth? Maybe the children will have this as a trivia and come with names. But if we think about it, who is truly rich? How much he should possess in order to be rich? Millions, billions, trillions, maybe numbers that are going to, like we will learn about it later on. No, the richest person is the person who needs the least. He is content enough to live with what he has. He doesn't feel like I'm in need of anything further. I told you before about the story of this person who was thinking about monasticism. And it was a landmark in his life that made him to feel that this is my calling, and I really, this is what I need to do. When his father gave him one day a monetary gift, and he had the money, and he kept thinking, what I'm going to spend the money in? And he did not really reach anything. He couldn't even think of something that he wants to acquire. I have what I need, and nothing extra. I might be tempted to go and shop for it. At this moment, he felt that truly I am detached from the love of money. I do not need anything. I am the richest person on earth. I can live with God safely, knowing that I have no desire in my heart except to please him and live a life that's pleasing to him. So this is how God gives. Let us also go and see what are the characteristics of his gifts. When God gives, everything he gives is good. This is very important. King Solomon tells us in his book, Proverbs, houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Prudent wife is the only product that God can give. He doesn't give any kind of different wives. Ungodliness, foolishness are not from God. Of course, the easiest thing is that we accuse him that he gave us something that's not good. You gave me this, you gave me that, you gave me this wife, you gave me this husband. Far from being the truth that God would inflict upon anyone to have something that is not good. He is beneficent, and what he does is good. All of his gifts are good. If we corrupt the gift, if we go astray, if we choose unwisely, we are the victims of our choices. No one else should be blamed for it. King Saul, when God chose him and appointed him to be the ruler of his people, he was a good man. He was actually one of the best in Israel. When he went astray, God found for the people another ruler, King David. We cannot say that God made him to be corrupt or gave them unjust ruler. All what God gives are good. When God gives, his gifts will fill and satisfy those who receive them. When God gives, as we just heard today, the people ate and were filled. This is different. God's gifts usually make whoever receives them satisfied, full, in no need of any other thing. When God gives also, his gifts are given for a purpose. God will not give us what we want, but he will give us what we need. St. Paul speaks to the Ephesians and says, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints. is not out of bias, or I want this person to be gifted with this because I privilege this person. When God gives a gift, it is for the benefits of others. We have to be very careful with this, otherwise it will be taken away. If God gives me something for the benefit of others, a talent or a skill, I do not use it in the intended purpose, I am endangering myself, I might lose it because I'm not using it in the right way. Everything that God gives is for a purpose. God's gifts also are perfect. As St. James says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. If we followed carefully what happened when the Lord fed the multitude, we'll find that He not only satisfied their hunger, but also He received them, spoke to them about the kingdom of God, healed those people who are in need of healing. With His disciples, He listened to them, took them into a private place. He taught them how to make their calculations when God in their midst. He allowed them to help and to contribute by distributing the food to the people. This is how God gives. A perfect and complete gift is not lacking anything. That's why King David sing to Him and say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want nothing. I'm not lacking anything." We all always ask and look upon Him to give us. In this day, 6 years ago, God blessed us with this blessed church. A gift beyond what we maybe thought or dreamed. Something because of His goodness. Not because we deserved it, but because God wanted to give. Something we will always owe it to God, that He allowed us this place and those people to be the congregation of St. Mary. We are all thankful for this gift, the church, and for giving us one another. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.